You won't find any safe spaces here. What you will find is a slice of truth, conservative style. This is the Strident Conservative.
Hello, America. This is David Leitch, the Strident Conservative. The late Andrew Breitbart held the belief that politics is downstream from culture. What he meant is that conservatives were losing the political battle because they were unwilling to fight the cultural battle, while at the same time the far left was not only fighting it, they were taking no prisoners. For example, the House passed a bipartisan pro-LGBT bill that modifies the Civil Rights Act to include protections for people based on sexual orientation. On a practical level, the Equality Act will be the final nail in the coffin of the First Amendment's protection of religious freedom. Being forced to bake a same-sex wedding cake will be small potatoes compared to what's in store for religious liberty under this law. Based on their track record, Republicans won't be there to answer the culture war's call to arms. In his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, Trump promised to do everything in his power to protect LGBTQ citizens, a promise he immediately kept when he decided to follow Jared and Ivanka's advice to let stand an Obama executive order purportedly issued to protect LGBT employees of government contractors. In an interview at the time, Mike Pence defended Trump's decision, not really surprising when we remember that the so-called Christian conservative caved to the gay mafia when he was governor of Indiana and destroyed the state version of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Speaking of Christian conservatives, they too have failed to fight the culture war. Led by the Fellowship of the Pharisees, evangelicals have become allies with men and women possessing no moral character in exchange for political power and profit. We're losing the culture war in America, not so much because we're being beaten, but because we simply refuse to fight it in the first place. If you'd like to let us know what you think, visit StridentConservative.com.